Hi, friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name's Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. Let's see, where did we leave off in our story last? All right. We were introduced to a slow but super sneaky jaguar in Elo's story who wants to steal the sloth's speed and become the fastest creature in the rainforest. He's been devising a plan to steal all the bonga berries and with any luck become the king of the rainforest. Let's see what he's up to now. And what our sweet friends Walter and Jasmine are up to as Elo writes their story with his green pen, allowing them to make decisions of their own. This is Elo's story, part 3, The Plan. Let's go. It had been 2 days since Stryker, the jaguar, overheard Elo talking about the bonga berries. He now knew that they were the source of speed for those two pesky sloths, but his mind moved just as slow as his body in coming up with a plan. If only I was fast, I could climb to the top of the trees unnoticed and get the berries for myself. But then again, if I was fast, I wouldn't need the berries. Except for the fact that it could stop Walter and Jasmine from being close to Elo. And if I could ruin their relationship, I could be the prince of the rainforest. No. The king! The ruler, the one that all the animals worship, the way Jasmine and Walter do Elo. Stryker, you've gotta be sneaky. But how? The jaguar asked himself. If I could just get the taste of one little berry, then maybe I could use the speed to get them all. Maybe I need to watch those two and see if I can find their weakness. Yes, you're brilliant, Stryker, truly brilliant. You'll no doubt rule the rainforest in due time. He turned up his ears and sniffed the air. Where are you two? He asked as he slowly pulled himself up from the ground and began to meander in the direction of their scent. There you are, you good-for-nothing sloths. Stryker spotted the two friends playing in the river. He laid down on the ground and remained completely still, as not to be seen, and listened.
Race you to the waterfall?
You're on!
Walter started paddling his arms and kicking his legs before Jasmine even heard his answer. The sloths were fast on land, but it didn't even compare to their speed in the water. Stryker waited for them to pass and then slowly followed behind on land, the wheels of his mind spinning, planning as he listened to their every word.
Beat ya!
Walter grinned as he looked to his left, Jasmine reaching the pool of the waterfall immediately after him.
But you almost won. Great job, Jazz.
You too, Walter. Way to go. You're so fast.
Walter flipped onto his back and floated toward the water pouring over the cliff's edge. He held his breath and swam underneath the fall.
Jasmine, come look at this!
He shouted after coming up on the backside of the waterfall. Jasmine copied Walter and gasped as she looked where he was pointing.
It's beautiful! But what is it?
Treasure, my friends.
The most brilliant colors, like a rainbow, shined from the crystals in the cave behind the falls.
Treasure I created for you to find.
Thank you, Elo.
With the amazing sense of hearing Elo created Stryker with, he could hear every word. And at the thought of a treasure created for someone other than him, his jealousy grew. So did his determination to do whatever it took to stop the sloths from loving Elo and Elo loving the sloths. He took a bite of the grass as he lay back down, without even a thought of how Elo had lovingly provided it for him.
Want to play prince and princess?
Asked Jasmine.
The shiny cave can be our palace.
Yes, your royal highness,
answered Walter. Elo watched as they climbed onto the wet ground of the cave behind the waterfall to play.
Jasmine.
She stopped mid-curtsy.
Yes, Elo?
Have you forgotten why I created you?
To rule the rainforest, Walter chimed in, repeating what he had heard so many times from his creator.
And do you know then who you are?
Your creation?
Jasmine gave her answer timidly.
Yes, but more. You are real princess and prince. You don't have to pretend.
Their eyes grew wide, and Elo smiled in a way they could hear in his voice.
Never forget to rule kindly, my beloved, and justly. Love the creatures and the creation I have made for you, and never forget that I am here to help you always.
They stood tall on their back legs, proud of the role Elo had bestowed on them.
And that means you're our king.
As the words fell from her lips, Walter did the only thing he knew to do. He bowed in honor of Elo. Jasmine followed.
I love you. No matter what, I love you.
Stryker covered his ears with his gigantic paws. He couldn't take it anymore. All this talk of love and privilege and being princes and princesses. This was his forest to rule, not Elo's, and certainly not those two detestable sloths.
I'll destroy those two. Then I can be the ruler here. He wanted to be king. No, he would be king.
Pride filled Stryker's heart so much that it began to swirl in a cloud around him.
No, I won't destroy them. What fun would that be? I do need subjects to serve me when I'm king, after all. What to do? Yes, that's it.
Stryker stood to his feet and began walking away from the waterfall, in his slow, steady way, scheming.
I must convince those two horrid animals that they are not a prince and princess. And that Elo is not good. If I can convince them to not trust Elo, that will hurt him more than destroying them. And I know just the way.
Friends, don't you want to just jump into the story and shout to Walter and Jasmine, "You have a dangerous enemy, be careful!" And trust Elo, he's good! If you remember back to our last story, Elo did too. He warned Walter and Jasmine that they needed to protect their bonga berries so that they could keep meeting with him and knowing him and having real life. Do you know that we also have an enemy in the world we live in? His name's Satan, and he's sneaky, and he has a plan. An evil plan. The Bible calls him a thief and says his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, his mission is to give life. Full, good, satisfying life. And to find that life, we need to be close to Jesus, just like Walter and Jasmine need Elo. Come back next time, friends, to hear a little more of the story. Will Stryker succeed in his plan to destroy the relationship with Elo and his beloved sloths? Will Jasmine and Walter believe Stryker or Elo? We'll find out next time, friends. See you then. Bye-bye!